Mario Hernandez was born in Cuba. He was barely out of diapers when Castro's revolution happened, and he was only 9 when he and much of his family left the country suddenly on what was called a freedom flight.
In 1965, December 4th, I'll never forget, they knocked on our door late at night. They said, "Hey, you guys got permission to get the heck out of Cuba." And it was my mother, my 3 sisters, my paternal grandfather, and my paternal grandmother.
At first, the family settled in California, and Hernandez went to Fullerton Union High School. That's the same school President Richard Nixon graduated from. Hernandez studied hard and worked hard after school in various jobs. As the Vietnam War ramped up, Hernandez enlisted in the U.S. Army at the age of 19.
I consider myself to be a good troop. You know, I kept my mouth shut, did what I had to do, but I wasn't afraid to, you know, take charge, do what I had to do. I wasn't afraid of any of that. I wasn't raised that way.
Hernandez worked his way up to corporal and was honorably discharged in 1978. Hernandez got married, moved to Florida, and wound up in Tallahassee. He's worked for what would become the Department of Children and Families, along with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and U.S. Department of Justice's Bureau of Prisons. All of these jobs were positions of high responsibility. Upon his retirement 2 years ago, Hernandez and his wife decided to take their first ever overseas trip. He applied for a passport and was stunned when he was turned down because he wasn't an American citizen.
I've always thought that I was an American citizen. I've never had anybody question me, say, "Hey, why?" Never.
Shortly after landing in the U.S., Hernandez's sisters had obtained their status, so he believed the same applied to him. Even if it hadn't, he would certainly have been cleared for citizenship by serving in the military during the Vietnam War, during which all aliens who served were supposed to be naturalized. And if even all that, Hernandez was still an alien, Tallahassee immigration attorney Elizabeth Ricci says someone should have found that out along the way.
And the fact that neither the Army nor the Bureau of Indian Affairs, DCF, Federal Bureau of Prisons, nobody did what they were supposed to do and check what his status was, and he fell through all of those cracks. And here he is 50 years later with no status.
Upon learning he was not a citizen in the eyes of the United States government, Hernandez asked Ricci to help him navigate the complexities of U.S. immigration law. Using his service during the Vietnam War as the main argument, Ricci asked that Hernandez be granted citizenship status, which he should have obtained many years ago. The feds said no.
Immigration, in its decision, denial, said that their recommendation was for him to file under the Cuban Adjustment Act now, become a permanent resident now, and then in 5 years try for naturalization.
And now there's a new complication. Hernandez has believed himself to be a citizen all these years and has represented himself as such. That is a deportable offense under U.S. law. But it's also against the law for the United States to deport Cuban nationals back to Cuba. So for now, at least, Mario Hernandez is a man without a country. Despite his disappointment, he says he's not bitter, although he does plan to keep fighting in the face of what he sees as an irrational bureaucracy.
I do not want to give them the pleasure. Though, don't get me wrong, it hurts the heck out of my heart. It hurts me. It does. But no, hell, I want to be legal if I whatever I'm going to do, you know.
As legal as Mario Hernandez had been believing he was for the past 40 years. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.